Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Ngiyakubingelela mlaleli egameni elihlele inkosi yethu Jesu waseNazaretha. Bingelelwa yimusizi wakozuma la sikhuluma ngengqikithi yokukholwa. Sibheke ukuthi iy'khali zikamoya zisibhenefitha kanjani. Ngihleli lana ekukholweni, last week I was talking about faith, the importance of faith. And for you who are discouraged, ukuthi the spirit realm is always ahead of schedule. So sometimes ayikakafiki la ezweni lenyama, but seyikhona ezweni likamoya. When aqhubeka ukholwe, because izovela ngelinye lamalanga, we just don't know when. But ufana njengesikhukhukazi esisibekele wonke amaqanda esingazi ukuthi yiliphi iqanda eliyochamisela nini kanjani, kodwa liyaqhubeka njalo lesikhukhukazi, siyaqhubeka njalo sisibakale lamaqanda. Ukukholwa kunjalo, you just uvele nje isingathi uyisibekele lento omkholelwayo uNkulunkulu ukuthi iyeza, it's going to manifest na kanjani, but you do not know the day it's going to manifest, but it will, because in the spirit realm it has already happened. That's why we need to walk in the spirit, because uzoyifila nawe ezweni likamoya irelease ukuthi seyikhona. I mean, I remember even when you read the scripture in the book of 1 Samuel, lapho lichizwa uNkulunkulu uHana njoba wayehlala alokabhiza khala kuNkulunkulu. But there was this specific day where she made a vow to the Lord, ukuthi if you give me a male child, I will give him back to you all the days of his life. Wayenza ithembiso. And then bese emva kwaloko lithi zikaNkulunkulu, okay, there was a conversation that took place between yena nompriest ngaleso sikhathi leso. And then bese umpriest wathi, hamba uye ekhaya, uNkulunkulu kaIsrael akunikeze lokhu okufiswa inhliziyo yakho. And she said, thank you, let it be to me according to loko. And then wahamba wayekhaya. Makafika lithi zikaNkulunkulu, she stopped that grief. That cycle of grief was broken because she felt a release in her spirit man. And lithi zikaNkulunkulu Jehova wamkhumbula, that's where she fell pregnant and she gave birth to the prophet of the nation of Samuel. And because wafulfila loko owakuthembisa ngalesiya sikhathi, because naloko kubalulekile ngoba siyamthembisa uNkulunkulu izinto uma ngabe sifuna ama breakthrough asenzele wona, but sometimes sigcine singasafezanga lokhu esimthembisa khona. Lithi zikaNkulunkulu vele after aqeda umncelisi uSamuel wamthatha wammikisa ethempeleni ukuthi aqhubeka yohlala lapho, and the Lord revisited her again, waba nabanye abantwana emva kwalokho. What am I saying here? Ukuthi nawe mhlawumbe ukakayiboni, but it's definitely there. It doesn't mean that it does not exist. You just need to keep trusting in the Lord. Now I want to talk about the shield of faith as a shield, or as an armor, as a part of the armor of God. Now, the shield of faith is the one aspect, or is the one instrument in the armor that covers every other part of the armor. It covers the breastplate of righteousness. It covers the belt of truth. It covers the shoes that you wear as the readiness. It covers the sword of the spirit. It covers everything. It covers, you know, from the top of your head to the to the sole of your feet. It covers you holistically. Ukholwa kwakho, it covers it, because lithi iBhayibheli ngakho, you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. Hallelujah. So the shield of faith is the one that covers every aspect. Now, I want to say, without the shield of faith, you will find yourself without defense. Without the shield of faith, you will find yourself exposed. All these other parts will be exposed, but the shield is the one that actually covers those parts. Because the opposite of faith is fear. And fear in its own self is another type of faith, because faith is believing in God's ability, in God's faithfulness, and is believing in the promises of God. But fear is believing in the opposite, is believing in what the enemy is threatening to do with you. It is believing ukuthi okubi kuzongehle. That's why you as a child of God, you need to mind what you say. Ngoba abanye abantu uthi, yo, ngelinye ilanga ngizoyenzakala ukuthi, bafuna ukubona sengenzakalelwa ukuthi, hey, ungayikhulumi phezu kwempilo yakho uma ungumntana kaNkulunkulu, because uyayi-order in the spirit. Now, I want to talk about the power of a shield, and to actually substantiate what I just spoke about, let us look at the book of Job chapter 1. Verse 10 wakona uthi, so Satan answered the Lord and said, does Job fear God for nothing? Have you not made a hedge around him, around his household, and around all that he has on every side? And then we see a kubek. bese unkulunkulu maqhubeka wehla nalo ithi so the Lord said to Satan, behold, all that he has, it is in your power. Let me tell you something. When the shield of faith is intact, each and everything is protected around you. Let me tell you, ukuthi unkulunkulu thina esingabantwana bakhe kukhona izimpi asilwela zona ekusithakaleni esingaziboni esithi masivuke ekseni sivuke ukuthi you know kube ngathi akwenzakalanga nekhebusuku, but if unkulunkulu angakuvula amehlo kamoya akubonise ukuthi bekwenzakalana ebusuku ngathuka nawe ukuthi how this is what God protected me in, and then leso sikhathi leso wena ugcwele I doubt, ugcwele ukucomplaina ukuthi yini okungenzeka empilweni yakho whatever, but you do not even see the bigger picture of what God has protected you from. Sometimes a person who you loved dearly has walked away from your life. If friendship iphelile, relationship iphelile, because khona ezinye izinto uNkulunkulu ebekakuprotecta kuzo. When ubizwe uyakhala kuNkulunkulu, you are believing God ukuthi akabuyise loyo muntu loyo, miyeke ahambe, you know, because the right person is gonna come. There are things that God is protecting you from. You know, the protection kaNkulunkulu, it goes a long way. Usese ngumntwana kaNkulunkulu. So now here, uJobe, uSathane uyacomplaina ngaye. Before amcele, uyasho ukuthi uya umprotectile, angikhoni nokumthinta, bese uNkulunkulu ngoba uyovumayo. But now also on the opposite end, uSathane did not know ukuthi mangabe okay, uNkulunkulu ususi protection yakhe, uyomhlasela ngakuphi uJobe. But let me tell you something, uJobe is the one that gave uSathane the prescription of where to attack him. Let's read the book of Job chapter 3 verse 25. Uyibheke prescription yaka Job. Lithi, for the thing I greatly feared has come upon me, and what I dreaded has happened to me. Uthi konke ebengikwesaba kungehlele. USathane ungena ku fear yakho. Bese maqedwe ukungena ku fear yakho, ucapitalize kulezinto lezi ozisabayo wena. Whatever it is, if fear yakho ukulahlekelwa imoto, then the enemy makakuhlasela uma ngabe uJehova evumile ngaleso sikhathi leso uzondlula kuleyo test leyo, ucapitalize kuwe, uyibona kuwe iprescription uSathan. He did not make it up. He did not think. So in other words, it means that Job was afraid of losing his children because bekabathanda kakhulu. Malufundizwe likaNkulunkulu ku Job chapter 1, the Bible says that he used to make sacrifices for them, and he was always praying for his children in case they offended the Lord. Angisho. So uJobe, he used to be afraid. What if I could lose my children? He used to be afraid. What if I could lose all of these things? What if I could lose this? And then bese masakabuye kwesithu uSathane empilweni yakhe wamatheka ngehealth. It means he was afraid of him losing his health. That's the prescription that the enemy uses. Kanjalo, when the enemy tries to tempt you, angeke aza kutempte ngento engasi weakness yakho. Uma ngabe ungasi umuntu obhemayo, ungasi umuntu ophuzayo, uSathane angeke aza kutempte ngokuthi uhambe e-tavern. Uma ngabe ungasi umuntu othanda abesilisa or uthanda abesifazane, uSathane will not tempt you with that. The enemy will give a temptation of your own weakness. We are the ones that prescribe to the enemy as to how he attacks us. Kanjalo ngithanda ukusho ukuthi uJobe wamnikeza iprescription because uyasho la ku 3 verse 25 ukuthi, for the thing that I greatly feared has come upon me. Hallelujah. So ngithanda ukusho namhlanje ukuthi the shield of faith is the one that quenches all the fiery darts of the enemy. The favor you can do for yourself is to believe the word of God. You need to believe in the promises of God. You need to believe in the protection of God. You need to believe in the healing of God. You need to believe in the provision of God. You need to believe, you know, in everything that God stands for and gives us impilweni zethu. Because njengoba ngishilo ukuthi abo doctor, they provide a treatment, but the Lord provides the actual healing. Healing is not found in the herbs and in pills and in whatever, but it is found in the Lord. But these things, they provide a treatment. It prolongs you. It sustains you. Izamukulwa nalawo magciwane lawo, nalawo ma virus lawo ngaphakathi kwakho. But wena, the healing is found from the Lord. You, as lifting up the shield of faith, you need to know ukuthi uNkulunkulu wakho ubani and what he represents empilweni yakho. Lithi iBhayibheli, those who know their God shall be strong and they shall do exploits. Ngithanda ukusho namhlanje ekuseni ukuthi if you want to see the power of God empilweni yakho, if you want to see the power of God kuministry yakho, lift up the shield of faith. Lift up the bar of faith. Feed your faith. uNkulunkulu ke akubusise mlaleli ngicina lana with the shield of faith. The best way is to explain what faith is. Next week we're going to talk about the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. May God bless you.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, radio for believers in action.